Lexington motorists have found the going smoother on a number of city roadways this summer. The repaving focus is about to shift into high gear for the neighborhood streets. The City of Lexington and the state inked a street swap deal earlier this year, and that paved the way for some high-profile resurfacing along a section of Tate's Creek Road, a portion of which fronts two schools. Streets and Roads Deputy Director Rob Allen says this fall, some $6 million worth of repaving is set to go in subdivisions.
All council districts do get paving money, and along with that, people will see things with upgrades like bike lanes and ADA-compliant handicap ramps.
Allen says other Lexington government-funded work this summer included the rebuilding of a portion of Lansdowne Drive and paving a section of Man O' War Boulevard from Nicholasville Road to just past Clay's Mill Road. In addition to city-directed resurfacing, state-funded crews have laid down new asphalt on a section of Harrisburg Road. Allen says it's not feasible to repave an extended piece of roadway.
We wish we could pave more, but it's a matter of, you know, what's your trade-off, fire protection or a slightly less bumpy road? Not meaning that we can't be good stewards and maximize our dollars, but you know, it's just like your household budget. Where are you going to plug your dollars and what needs the most attention?
And Rob Allen says local and state highway repaving is limited to the amount of money collected through the gasoline tax. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.